New York Times, cartels get $13 billion a year from Joe Biden's welcome for migrants. By Neil Monroe on July 26, 2022. The cartels and coyotes are earning $13 billion a year by delivering economic migrants to U.S. workplaces via President Joe Biden's welcoming border agencies, The New York Times reported Monday. The current revenue is 26 times larger than the $500 million the cartels earned under President Donald Trump's low migration policies, according to the July 25 report. The key news was buried in the 14th paragraph, long after the lead's focus on the 2014 smuggling crime. For years, independent coyotes paid cartels a tax to move migrants through territory they controlled along the border, and the criminal syndicates stuck to their traditional line of business, drug smuggling, which was far more profitable. That began to change around 2019, Patrick Lechleitner, the acting deputy director at U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, told Congress last year. The sheer number of people seeking to cross made migrant smuggling an irresistible moneymaker for some cartels, he said. The enterprises have teams specializing in logistics, transportation, surveillance, stash houses and accounting, all supporting an industry whose revenues have soared to an estimated $13 billion today from $500 million in 2018, according to Homeland Security Investigations, the federal agency that investigates such cases. The article suggests the $13 billion excludes drug revenue. The article tried to blame former President Donald Trump for the 2021 cartel revenue, saying, Title 42, the public health order introduced by the Trump administration in 2020, has led to a substantial escalation in the number of migrant encounters on the border, 1.7 million in fiscal 2021, and brisk business for smugglers. The cartels and coyotes earn the money via smuggling contracts, high-interest loans, and border extortion, and by trafficking indebted migrants into indentured servitude, cartel-controlled jobs throughout the United States. The article was written by experienced reporter Miriam Jordan. But the newspaper's pro-migration editors may have buried the $13 billion news to muffle public criticism of Biden's easy migration policies from criticism. The newspaper's top editors include Jia Lin Yang. She is the author of the 2020 pro-migration book, titled One Mighty and Irresistible Tide, where she wrote, "The image of the Statue of Liberty, the Emma Lazarus poem at the statue's base, the notion of America as an eternal nation of immigrants, these make up an intoxicating part of this country's mythology. Set against all the sins of America's past, from slavery to the removal and genocide of American Indians, the arrival of open-hearted immigrants, grateful for a chance at a new life on our shores serves as a constant renewal of hope in the American project. If there is salvation for this country, it very well may lie in the underlying gratitude of a refugee whose life has been saved by the granting of a visa." Since January 2021, Biden's lax policies have allowed roughly 1.7 million migrants to cross the border under various legal pretexts, such as asylum, parole, reunification, unaccompanied child, or refugee status, for example. His deputies, chiefly his pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, have also allowed roughly 900,000 additional job-seeking gateway migrants to sneak past the overstretched border. A record number of migrants have been killed trying to reach Biden's welcome. The Democrats' death toll also includes many children. Many migrants are also raped amid the progressives' welcome. The cartel delivered southern inflow of 2.6 million adds to the huge rush of government-delivered migrants. At least 2 million legal immigrants, shorter-term seasonal workers, and long-term, white-collar visa workers, have been delivered by Biden's agencies. Overall, Biden is on track to allow roughly 3 migrants to enter the country for every 4 Americans born in 2021 and 2022. This massive wave of foreign workers, consumers, and renters is tilting the free market in favor of CEOs and investors. This tilt allows the investors to cut Americans' wages, raise families' housing prices, and minimize competitive investment in the labor-saving machines that allow Americans to earn more money each day. The flood of cheap labor is also recreating a national workforce of child laborers, which had been nearly eliminated in the low migration 1930s. Reuters learned of underage workers at the Hyundai-owned supplier following the brief disappearance in February of a Guatemalan migrant child from her family's home in Alabama. Said a July 22 report headlined Hyundai subsidiary has used child labor at Alabama factory. The July 22 Reuters report continued. The girl, who turns 14 this month, and her two brothers, aged 12 and 15, all worked at the Smart Alabama LLC, plant earlier this year and weren't going to school, according to people familiar with their employment. Their father, Pedro Tsi, confirmed these people's account in an interview with Reuters. The article also included statements from other workers about additional children who were holding jobs at the Alabama-based parts supplier in Luverne that would otherwise have been held by Americans. One former worker at Smart, an adult migrant who left for another auto industry job last year, said there were around 50 underage workers between the different plant shifts, adding that he knew some of them personally. Another former adult worker at Smart, a U.S. citizen who also left the plant last year, said she worked alongside about a dozen minors on her shift. The girl, who turns 14 this month, and her two brothers, aged 12 and 15, all worked at the Smart Alabama LLC, plant earlier this year and weren't going to school, according to people familiar with their employment. Their father, Pedro Tsi, confirmed these people's account in an interview with Reuters. The article also included statements from other workers about additional children who were holding jobs at the Alabama-based parts supplier in Luverne that would otherwise have been held by Americans. One former worker at Smart, an adult migrant who left for another auto industry job last year, said there were around 50 underage workers between the different plant shifts, adding that he knew some of them personally. Another former adult worker at Smart, a U.S. citizen who also left the plant last year, said she worked alongside about a dozen minors on her shift. GOP leaders are learning to criticize Biden for the border chaos and for causing the death of many migrants. However, so far, they have avoided any criticism of the economic strategy that fuels the federal government's pro-migration policies. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has extracted tens of millions of legal and illegal migrants, plus temporary visa workers, from poor countries to serve as workers, managers, consumers, and renters for various U.S. investors and CEOs. This federal economic policy of extraction migration has skewed the free market in the United States by inflating the labor supply for the benefit of employers. The inflationary policy makes it difficult for ordinary Americans to get married, advance in their careers, raise families, or buy homes. Extraction migration has also slowed innovation and shrunk Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to boost stock prices by using cheap stoop labor instead of productivity-boosting technology. Migration undermines employees' workplace rights, and it widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' big coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. The flood of cheap labor tilts the economy towards low-productivity jobs and has shoved at least 10 million American men out of the labor force. An economy built on extraction migration also drains Americans' political clout over elites, alienates young people, and radicalizes Americans' democratic civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The economic policy is backed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-directed empire of competitive, resentful identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times in March 2022. It will be an extraordinary achievement, we will ultimately triumph, he boasted. The progressives' colonialism-like economic strategy kills many migrants. It exploits poor foreigners and splits foreign families as it extracts human resources from poor home countries to serve wealthy U.S. investors. This migration policy also minimizes shareholder pressure on U.S. companies to build up beneficial and complementary trade with people in poor countries. Business-backed migration advocates hide this extraction migration economic policy behind a wide variety of noble-sounding explanations and theatrical border security programs. For example, Progressives claim that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that migration is good for migrants, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. The polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration, but they also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into careers sought by young skilled U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.